Folks, time to welcome back a dear friend from the Silicon Valley to SoCal to Eugene, and now taking a first step towards owning the city of brotherly love, the 215, if you will. I need a new nickname. The other one doesn't work anymore. Still, you can follow on Twitter, the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, welcome back. How are things?
I am great, Steve. Thanks so much for that glowing introduction. But yeah, Flow Test is retired for right now. Gotta work on something here in Philly.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one. I got nothing so far, but I've been checking in. It seems the answer is a lot. How are you enjoying the gig at Fox 29?
Oh man, yeah, I'm loving it here in Philly. Clearly, you know, with the Eagles doing so hot right now, they've been a lot of fun to cover. And so cool, too, to see so many guys that, you know, I had the chance to cover in Eugene, whether it's Isaac Seumalo from Oregon State or, you know, Byron Marshall. He's with the Redskins now, but, you know, getting a chance to see him when he was with the Eagles before Joe Walker on this team, Kenyon Barner, LeGarrette Blount. I mean, so many guys that have ties back to Eugene as well. So awesome to get to see them and get to see their careers. And it's been a lot of fun covering the NFL. I miss college. But I'm definitely adjusting to life as a college football fan right now.
Well, we just had a suggestion here. First of all, have you had a chance to make it to the King of Prussia Mall?
Oh, that I have many a time. You know me. That thing is huge. Goodness gracious. It takes like 10,000 steps just to walk into the entrance. That place is everywhere. It's beautiful.
Yeah, if you're driving there on a DeKalb Pike, and if you pass the last mall on the left, right across the street, there's a five-story high-rise. That's literally where I used to live. So.
Oh, that's phenomenal. I love that kind of stuff. I love that kind of talk.
So Nick said maybe we could work on your next nickname, maybe as the Queen of Prussia. So we'll throw that one out there.
I'm loving this so far. Bring it on. Nick's on the right page there.
So I see you check in from all the venues, Wells Fargo, and of course the Link. And for 27 years, I've told everybody I know, when it comes to, there's not quite a fan base like Philadelphia Flyer fans. I know it's only been a couple of months, but early impressions dealing with them.
Oh, they've been a struggle. I mean, not dealing with them. I mean, you know, they have some talented guys there. I think they've got a really strong first line. But, yeah, I mean, 9 straight winless right now. It's been tough. You know, and I think, you know, Ron Hextall, their general manager, you know, he's doing a good job right now. That Dave Hextall, their coach, you know, he's backing him right now because that's his guy. That's his pick. But, you know, it's been a struggle, and I actually did a commentary on this the other night on whether or not, you know, the Flyers are skating by because of the success of the Eagles right now and the hype around the Sixers and Gabe Kapler coming into the Phillies. So it's an interesting time, but Flyers fans are loyal. They are great to deal with. Heck, I've loved every Philly fan I have met out here so far. They are a passionate bunch. It's great.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the Sixers, and of course, trust the process. And the last 4 years,
Did you see that made its way over to Oregon yesterday? Rob Mosley like tagged me in a tweet.
Yeah.
Was it like Troy Brown or something tweeted out trust the process? Like, goodness, Joel Embiid's impact is nationwide at this point.
You know, having lived there, when it comes to the 76ers, and remember, you're talking 27, 28 years ago, it would be Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, maybe college basketball, then the Sixers. But how about the engagement from the Philly fans now? How much are they loving their 76ers?
Oh, man. I mean, it's great to see that kind of support. They love the Sixers. But then again, you have guys that are so new, and it's because of the injuries that they've seen in the past. And, you know, all these guys are getting their first taste of real basketball and, you know, extended basketball. And it's been so fun to watch those guys play. And, I mean, Wells Fargo Center gets lit over here. I mean, it's popping, especially when Joel Embiid's on the court. He's been a quote-unquote load management. That's been my favorite term so far with the Sixers. Load management, he can't play back-to-back games, but it's looking like that's kind of dwindling down, and he's going to be able to start going at it more. But, yeah, I mean, when he's on the court, even when he's off the court, heck, his tweets are my favorite thing to read. It's been a lot of entertainment. That's probably the best way I can put it.
Yeah, with a 23 and a 21-year-old and Embiid and Simmons, that sounds fun. But let's get to what really matters, you being a foodie. I saw you had a lot of fun with your first venture into cheesesteak world. But overall, you enjoying the culinary scene in the city.
Oh, God, Steve, I am. I'm loving it. I'm right in the heart of Center City. Our offices for Fox 29 are in Old City, so pretty close together, kind of near the Rittenhouse Square area as well, for those familiar with the area. So I am, like, right next to, like, 10 of the 15 best restaurants in Philadelphia, and I eating there all the time. It is so good. There's a great Mexican spot, Alvez. I've gotten to know some people over at some of the wine bars here in Tradici and Barbuzo and Sampan, this great Chinese place, you know, that I'm actually heading up later tonight. Their soup dumplings are heavenly. So, yeah, I would say as a foodie, I'm fully enjoying everything. The blog is going to make a comeback. I'm just trying to taste everything and then kind of go back for a second, because it's overwhelming right now, but in the best way possible.
I was talking with Kristen Rogers of Fox 29 in Philly. Got to discuss your partner on Eagles pregames and some of the work you're doing. I mean, you know, the locals refer to them as the Eagles. And when I lived in Philly, I actually called Howard Eskin on WIP radio. And in that city, I mean, Pete Rose was the guy who dubbed him the King. What kind of experience has it been partnering up with somebody who's just a legend in sports media in Philly?
Oh, man. I mean, Howard is the King for so many reasons. I mean, he is quite the guy. It's been so much fun to get to pick his brain and learn from him in every vein. And whether it's, you know, conversations in the locker room or, you know, back in our offices, I mean, he is just a guy that he knows how to ask the right questions and the tough questions. He has every connection possible over here. And, you know, he's a character. I mean, you know, I don't know if you ever came across this photo. But he dressed up as Santa Claus to a press conference when Chip Kelly was still with the Eagles and gave him a teddy bear dressed up as Santa while Chip Kelly's press conference was going on. There's photos of it. And by far, it is my favorite thing I've ever seen. Yeah, I mean, that's just Howard for you. Like, he's a character, and he is so good at his job, and it's so cool to get to know him better.
Yeah, and that's his city. Couple of final thoughts for Kristen Rogers of Fox 29 in Philly. So the Eagles are here in the Northwest, a big game on Sunday. And, you know, in late October against Washington, they lost a really important player, their left tackle, Jason Peters. They plugged in the kid from TCU, Vitae. So what are the coaches and the guys saying about the fact they really haven't missed a beat since they lost their All-Pro?
Yeah, here's the thing, Steve. I mean, you know, as much as anyone else, I hate when coaches use coach speak or when players start to use it. And the next man up is something that, you know, you hear it everywhere. But the Eagles are actually doing that. And I think we really saw that in their first game against Dallas, because so many people have made such a big deal about Dallas losing all these players to injuries. And then you look at what the Eagles have done. Yeah, they lost their starting kicker, their starting left tackle, arguably one of their best linebackers. I mean, they're one of their best special, their captains on special team, Chris Maragos. I mean, they've lost everyone, but they really have been able to preach that next man up mentality to the point where they're plugging in guys, and it's working for them right now. And, you know, it's funny. They're 10-1, but you talk to them in the locker room, and they act like they're just barely over 500. These guys are so hungry. It's so cool to see their mindset, because it's, you know, they're staying in the moment. Instead of hearing everything that, you know, players say or coaches say, they're actually doing it. And it's a really cool thing to see, especially because they are so young. And they have some, you know, veteran guys that have been around. Heck, Malcolm Jenkins has been in this league forever, and he says he's having the most fun he's ever had in his entire career. So I think that just kind of shows you what this Eagles locker room and the Eagles team is about right now. You see those end zone dances, and that's kind of, you know, representative of what this team is. They're having fun. They're balling out. And Seattle's going to be a really, really good test for them, kind of the first test, I think, considering they've only beat one team that's a one winning team so far this year. They've They face a lot of like 5 and 6 teams right now. So this is going to be a really good challenge for them, a test they need, especially with the playoffs down the line.
And lastly, that city falls head over heels for their quarterbacks, whether it's from Ron Jaworski to Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb. And now you watch games and in the stands you see 11, 11, 11, 11. Carson Wentz is on a run. You saw how people around here fell in love with Marcus. How much love is this guy getting in the city of brotherly love?
Oh, so much. So much. And I mean, you know, if you want to compare quarterbacks, and that is something I would say in terms of their personality, I would say Marcus and Carson Wentz are very similar guys. Carson is so humble, you know, with all this MVP talk, which, you know, his odds of winning MVP are really good. I did a commentary like my first weekend here. I think the guy has it locked up, but he is still so humble that he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't even, you know, reference it. All he does is want to focus on the team, making sure that the team has success. And that's what you saw with Marcus Mariota, now with the Titans and back with the Ducks. I mean, Carson is such a down-to-earth guy. He talks so much about his spirituality and how much that's been able to keep him grounded. And you see that throughout the team. And it's been really awesome to see. And the guy's super heady. I mean, you know, we always talk about these guys being first guy in, last guy out. He honestly is. And it's paying off for him. I mean, he is having full-on conversations or discussions or debates with, you know, Frank Reich, their offensive coordinator, about what plays they should run. He has that, you know, that validation from the team, and he is their leader, and he is he's a great guy, great quarterback, and he is having a phenomenal sophomore season here in Philly.
Folks, she's Kristen Rogers. We could not be happier to see great things happening to a colleague. Always great catching up. If we don't talk before, for you and yours, you have a safe, happy Christmas. Thanks for checking in, and we'll talk again down the road, Kristen.
Sounds great, Steve.
All right, take it easy.